Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL's top story this hour. It's a busy day for Utah ski resorts as the mountains picked up snow measured not in inches, but in feet over the weekend, and today is a holiday. Traffic is still heavy and slow headed up the Cottonwood Canyons with skiers queuing up to get their share of that fresh powder. Our team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell. He's live on the scene at the mouth of Big Cottonwood Canyon. Hugo?
Maria, I tried to park and at the park and ride spot, but it is absolutely stacked with cars. So I'm actually across the road at the 7-Eleven, and I've managed to speak to a couple of snowboarders that are heading up to Brighton, and they told me they are catching the bus to save money on gas and take advantage of the fresh snow, especially now that the season is starting to pick up. On the way here, there are big signs saying that 4x4 and cars and chains are recommended if you are driving up. I've also looked at the Cottonwood Canyon's weather website, and there is a high hazard warning for avalanche in the backcountry. I think it's safe to say, though, you couldn't ask for a nicer day here. The conditions are sunny. The snow is bright and fluffy, so I think people are really going to have a good time on the mountain. Reporting live from Big Cottonwood Canyon, Hugo Ricard Bell, KSL News Radio.
Alta and Snowbird are open again after avalanche control work forced the resorts to be on interlodge protocols overnight. But all the lifts were delayed because of the high winds and more avalanche work. Deer Valley also had a delayed opening today because of those high winds. Not all the resorts are open for business. Nordic Valley Ski Resort is closed until further notice after a devastating fire early this morning. It completely destroyed the resort's only lodge.
It housed the resort's restrooms, retail shop, restaurant, and ticket office. While General Manager Pascal Begin says it's a devastating loss to lose a building that's been an icon in the valley since 1968, he says he's very glad it was the only loss.
There was no one that was hurt, so that was kind of priority one.
It's believed to have started in the kitchen of the lodge. Weber County Fire was dispatched when a groomer spotted flames around 2 a.m. The cause is still under investigation. The resort hopes to reopen to skiers as soon as possible. Britt Johnson, KSL News Radio.
We picked up so much snow over the last week in the mountains, it completely flipped the script for our snowpack. Our team coverage continues with KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Just 1 week ago, the amount of water in the statewide snowpack was 25% below normal. Now, after a week's worth of intervention for Mother Nature, we've completely caught up, now sitting at 1% above normal.
Man, we've been getting direct hits, nice moisture tapping these storms that have been moving into Utah, and that's really turned things around.
While there is still a lot of time left, KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says he still thinks we could have an average or above average snowpack by spring, especially given how much it historically snows in February and March. However, that's statewide. A lot of these recent storms didn't come anywhere close to southern Utah. Some areas down there are as much as 44% below normal. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories. Bitter cold across much of the nation with wind chills reaching 30 below zero in the Midwest. ABC's Alex Perez is in Chicago.
Even the South targeted by that heavy snow and ice. In Texas, the company operating the state's electric grid asking customers to conserve power. More than 1,400 flights already canceled this morning. In Des Moines, Iowa, a wind chill of 36 below zero. Our team briefly stuck on the ground due to frozen equipment. Crews only able to help one plane at a time.
It's affected flights into and out of Salt Lake City, where 33 have been canceled, nearly 90 delayed. Weber County wants FEMA to cover some of their emergency expenses from last year's flooding. The federal government has already stepped in for other counties in the state, but for some reason, Weber County was left out. The emergency management director tells the Standard Examiner they think it was just a simple issue with the dates, which they will appeal. Two people are in custody outside Tel Aviv, accused of using stolen cars to ram into pedestrians and other vehicles. ABC's Matt Gutman is on the scene.
Israeli police reporting multiple assailants, men from the West Bank, they say, carjacked vehicles, driving them here, ramming into pedestrians. They say that one person has been killed, a 70-year-old woman. About 17 people were transferred to the hospital. This is the first such attack in about 2 months since one in November in Jerusalem.
The war between Israel and Hamas is now past 100 days. A bonfire accident sent 7 people to the hospital with burns, 2 of the children in Baltimore. Baltimore City Fire spokesman Kevin Cartwright says it's a cautionary tale for people planning bonfire events.
What happened here tonight is a clear example of what you should not do. never utilize gasoline because it's highly flammable to ignite anything whatsoever.
Fire officials say the group was gathered around the fire when someone poured gasoline onto it, resulting in an explosion. All seven are expected to recover, but some of them suffered third-degree burns. First look traffic. Let's see what's happening on the roads.
It's pretty quiet on the Valley freeways, Maria, but we do have the final cleanup of an accident in Summit County. This is on I-80 near the Highway 40 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05. Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News, recapping our top story. Powder hounds are lining up to take advantage of all the new snow at Utah ski resorts. Alta picked up 7 feet in the last 7 days. KSL News Time, 12:08. It's caucus night for Republicans in Iowa, and former President Donald Trump remains the clear frontrunner.
He's been going after Ron DeSantis since the Florida governor entered the race. But at his only rally here in Iowa this past weekend, Donald Trump stepped up his attacks on his former UN ambassador.
Nikki did a good job. She was okay, but she's not right to be president. I know it very well. The wrong thought process, the wrong policy. And honestly, she's not tough enough.
Haley, who says chaos follows Trump, came in second in the final Des Moines Register NBC poll of Iowans, boosted by the support of independents and self-described Democrats who may take part in tonight's caucuses. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Des Moines.
How much does Iowa really matter? Well, it depends on who you ask.
For more than 50 years, ever since George McGovern's surprise 1972 second-place finish in the Iowa Democratic caucuses, the state has fought hard for that first-in-the-nation status. Party leaders say they don't necessarily pick the winner every year. Ted Cruz beat Donald Trump in 2016, but they do narrow the choices down. This year, Trump has such a commanding lead, the question really is who'll come in second. The Democrats opted to make South Carolina first this year. They say it's because its population is more representative of the whole country, not because Joe Biden lost to Pete Buttigieg here in 2020.
That is ABC Sherry Preston in Des Moines. It's Martin Luther King Day. Utah's elected leaders have been reflecting on social media. Representative Burgess Owens posted on X, formerly Twitter, calling Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. a tireless advocate for civil rights.
Growing up in the 1960s, I witnessed firsthand the evils of racism. Courageous Americans like Dr. King led the civil rights movement to dismantle segregation and division.
He says Dr. King's legacy directly led him to pursue a career in the NFL and to become a congressman. Of course, there are a number of events planned today to honor Martin Luther King Jr. That includes a luncheon in memory of Dr. King happening right now at Little America and a march starting at 3 o'clock at East High School and more. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair. Save up to 20 cents with Dino Pay. What's happening, Ricky?
It's kind of quiet on I-15 both directions between Ogden and Provo. Good road conditions in the valley. If you're going to higher elevations, that could change as expected. We do have an accident now in Utah County westbound on Highway 6 near Diamond Fork Road. Really doesn't seem to be causing too much of a problem, but there is light snowfall in parts of Spanish Fork Canyon. And we have the final cleanup of this accident in Summit County. This is eastbound to I-80, just west of the Highway 40 junction. It is out of traffic over to the right shoulder. No delays there. Also, a report of a possible accident. This is on the ramp to northbound I-15 at 5600 South in Roy. With fresh snow comes fresh tracks at Murdoch Hyundai. Right now, receive 0% for 3 years on the Tucson or Santa Fe. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got cloudy skies with some trailing AM light snow showers. Those will taper off with a high of 33 this afternoon. Overnight lows dipping off into the teens and single digits. It'll be cold. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, 30 degrees, clouds thicken up as the day progresses. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, sunny, 36 degrees downtown, and a lot of folks downtown enjoying this holiday. I just saw a family walk by the parking lot across the street, halfway full. Coming up on Utah's new news, new research suggests at least 1 in 10 girls has used diet pills or other weight loss products. More on that coming up. Streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Nordic Valley Ski Resort is closed until further notice. The resort's only lodge is a complete loss after a fire early this morning. I'm KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson.
Second, this last week of winter weather has made a huge impact on Utah's snowpack. We went from 25% below normal to 1% above in just 7 days. Third, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
A crash reported in Spanish Fork Canyon westbound on Highway 6 near Diamond Fork Road, but Valley Freeway traffic rolling along with no problems. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A couple of light AM snow showers possible, then clearing with a high of 33. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 36 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Former President Trump may be the frontrunner going into tonight's Iowa caucuses, but he and the other candidates are all competing against someone who is not on the ballot, Old Man Winter.
Well, we have done everything possible to make sure we got the 20 inches of snow that we got this week cleared. And as everybody's been commenting on, the below zero temperatures are... It's cold.
The mayor of Des Moines, Connie Boson, says Iowans are hardy folk and they're going to get out to support their chosen candidate. More from ABC's Mary Alice Parks.
Each of the campaigns offering rides, trying to get in touch with folks. They need their voters committed and have a, and make sure that they have a plan to get to a caucus site. It's amazing to me, though, I have to say, as someone not from Iowa, to see how committed some of these volunteers are. It was negative 10 degrees the other day, and we still saw supporters for Ron DeSantis out there knocking on doors.
The Republicans are caucusing in person. Democrats are doing it by mail. Vice President Kamala Harris marking Martin Luther King Day with an appearance at an NAACP event in Columbia, South Carolina, and a warning about what she calls hard-won fundamental freedoms.
Well, as Vice President of the United States, I'd say at this moment in America, freedom is under profound threat.
Harris says the future of democracy will be on the ballot this November. The Pentagon says an extensive search and rescue mission is underway off the coast of Somalia for two Navy SEALs who went missing last week in the Gulf of Aden. Ukraine's military chief says the nation's Air Force has shot down a Russian early warning and control plane which can spot targets up to 400 miles away in a key command aircraft which relays information to Russian troops on the ground. The markets are closed on this MLK Day. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. A new study published last week by the journal JAMA Pediatrics revealed a new worrying trend for teen girls when it comes to diet pills and other weight loss products, including laxatives. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Darian Sutton says he worries that this is the tip of the iceberg.
1 in 10 adolescent and teenage girls are using some sort of weight loss supplement, including dietary supplements, laxatives, and even diuretics. And my concern is that this is an estimate and possibly even an underestimate given the wide availability of these products and the lack of information or awareness about their risk.
Dr. Sutton says using these products can cause a number of worrying symptoms and side effects, especially in young people.
It can include things such as electrolyte abnormalities, which can include a variety of symptoms, but most dangerously, and can include abnormalities with your heart rhythm. A persistent and chronic use of laxatives can lead to permanent and long-term damage of the colon and dehydration. And also, as far as psychological effects, using these products at such a young age can increase the risk of developing disordered eating and eating disorders and so on.
There are some warning signs that parents should watch for that would indicate that their children might be using weight loss drugs.
Extreme exercise or over-exercising or a difficult relationship with food or maybe someone who has strong rituals around food or difficulty eating in front of others. And then also negative and persistent thoughts of negative self-image. That can last in perpetuity for a long time for some of these young people.
Teens and children who use weight loss drugs may be at higher risk for eating disorders than kids who don't use the products. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair. Save up to 20 cents with DinoPay. Ricky, you have a problem up Spanish Fork Canyon.
We do. It's westbound on Highway 6 near Diamond Fork Road in Utah County. It really doesn't seem to be causing a problem, so that's the good news. The other accident we had on I-80 in Summit County, eastbound near the Highway 40 junction, that has been cleared. Down in the valley, we have dry road conditions and no problems on your freeways or main main secondaries. Fed Up Kitchen is Utah's premier healthy meal prep service. Save time, money, and get results with their delicious meals made fresh daily. Right now, save 20% on your first order. Use promo code KSL at fedupkitchen.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, dry by this afternoon with clearing skies, 33. For tomorrow, 30 degrees, partly cloudy, clouds thicken up into the evening. 39, rain, snow, showers on Wednesday. Thursday, 41, mostly cloudy. Keep the clouds around on your Friday, 41 again. And then 40s, mid-40s, as we work into Saturday and Sunday, with a chance for valley rain, mountain snow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 36 degrees downtown. 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. KSL Newstime 1224, Utahns can legally light fireworks on Independence Day, Pioneer Day, New Year's, and the Chinese New Year, but a bill coming up in the legislature in the session that starts tomorrow would add one more day to that list.
September 17th is known as Constitution Day, the day the Constitution was signed into law.
One concerned citizen said something about concern about wildfires. September maybe being kind of dry in the summer heat, but you know, most municipalities that I'm aware of have ordinances that fireworks can only be set off in certain areas.
Representative Rex Shipp from Iron County says his bill does not add to the number of days when people can purchase fireworks, so they would need to stock up on Constitution Day pyrotechnics in July when they're being sold. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's money, grocery prices went up 1.3% last year. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, it's better than 2022 when prices jumped nearly 12%. Quaker Oats is expanding a December recall of more than 40 products that may be contaminated with salmonella. Two dozen additional types of granola bars, cereals, and snack foods are being recalled. No illnesses have been reported. Some retail stores are getting so tired of theft, they're locking up some interesting items. Target and Walmart locations across California have started to lock up socks and underwear. The companies hope it will help curb the surge of retail theft. Markets are closed today for the Martin Luther King Day. The same car navigation systems that tell us which lane we are driving in could also warn drivers about to go the wrong way on the freeway. Justin Miller at Auto Technology and Auto Technology Professor at BYU-Idaho says they could be programmed to set off an alert.
It could easily trigger a warning light, a beeping, a flashing red light on the dash, that, you know, a message on the dash that says, wrong direction, pull over immediately.
UDOT says Utah had 18 wrong-way crashes last year with 6 fatalities. KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair. Save up to 20 cents with Dino Pay. What's happening on the roads, Ricky?
Well, with this being a holiday, we have lighter than normal traffic on all the valley freeways and main secondaries. People are staying home, it looks like. If you're going to be traveling up to Big End Little Cottonwood Canyons for a day on the slopes, the canyons are open and there are no traction laws in place. Everybody can get up into the canyons right now, and those roads are wet, but they're clear. And overall, kind of a quiet drive on your valley freeways with no problems. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cloudy with a chance for some light AM snow showers. We'll go for 33 as a high this afternoon with clearing skies. Overnight lows dipping off into the teens and even single digits for portions of extreme northern Utah. 34 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies thickening up, maybe some rain-snow mix on Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Well, the sun has come out, so we've already surpassed that projected high, 36 degrees downtown.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230, KSL's top story this half hour, and it is KSL Politics.
Your voice, your vote, 2024. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
Republicans will be braving sub-zero temperatures tonight across Iowa as the state holds its first in the nation caucus meeting. And Utahns will be watching. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with local reaction. Amy?
Maria, people will have to brave a wind chill of, get this, negative 35 degrees tonight to attend the caucus. But Utah GOP Chair Robert Axon is still optimistic.
I'm confident that many folks here in Iowa are still going to brave the conditions and show up and make sure their voice is heard. And I would expect nothing less from Utahns on March 5th.
Axon is in Iowa today to observe the caucus in preparation for Utah's own in a few months. The front runner tonight, of course, former President Donald Trump. But KSL at Night host Taylor Morgan says the other two leading the pack, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis.
I don't know that anyone expects Nikki Haley to beat Donald Trump in Iowa, but certainly Nikki Haley can distance herself in a big way from Ron DeSantis.
Taylor Morgan and Leah Murray will host a special live edition of KSL at Night tonight to follow the caucus and the results. That starts at 7. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
The focus in Iowa has been on Republicans, but the Biden-Harris campaign is announcing some big fundraising numbers for Democrats in 2023.
The Biden-Harris campaign announced it raised more than $97 million in the final quarter of 2023 and comes into this election year with $117 million in cash on hand. The highest total put together by any Democratic candidate in history at this point in the cycle. The campaign says December was its strongest grassroots fundraising month so far and touts that it's grown its cash on hand for three consecutive quarters. Campaign manager Julie Chavez Rodriguez says in a statement, the early sustained support from donors is helping the campaign scale its growing operation across the country and take its message to communities that will determine the election. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Utah lawmakers have introduced a bill that would give police and the state a better way to track and prosecute road rage. Senator Todd Weiler, who is the bill's floor sponsor, says the bill would also give prosecutors the option to pursue enhanced charges against road rage drivers.
The offending driver may have been charged with speeding or in improper lane usage or disorderly conduct or, you know, a host of other crimes, but we don't really have a box that is checked, you know, for road rage.
If passed, the law would take effect on July 1st. Utahns would be able to light fireworks five times a year under a bill being proposed in the legislature. Representative Rex Shipp is proposing that we add September 17th, the day the Constitution was signed into law, to the 4 days a year when lighting fireworks is legal. But he says his bill does not add additional sales days.
I think if people probably want to do that, they probably ought to stock up. I think for New Year's as well as the others, I don't think they open up fireworks sales. It's just during the summer on those two holidays.
He says one person has expressed concern about lighting fireworks in mid-September because that time of year is often hot and dry. Other national stories KSL is following. It's been 100 days since the attacks by Hamas in Israel, which led to the war in Gaza. ABC's Matt Gutman is in Israel, where the families of more than 100 hostages are still waiting.
A somber mood here in what's known as Hostage Square, the semi-permanent memorial to those kidnapped by Hamas. 130 still being held by the group. Six of them are Americans. About 1,200 Israelis were killed on October 7th. But now the focus 100 days in has shifted to the destruction in Gaza. According to the Hamas-run health ministry, 24,000 Palestinians have been killed there, the majority of them women and children.
Two Palestinians were arrested outside of Tel Aviv today, accused of using stolen cars to run over pedestrians and crash into other vehicles on purpose. The attack killed one person and injured 17 others. Houthi militants used a missile strike to strike a U.S.-owned and operated container ship. U.S. Central Command says there are no reported injuries or significant damage to the ship, and it will continue toward its destination. A new study sounds the alarm about the use of diet pills and other weight loss products by young girls.
1 in 10 adolescent and teenage girls are using some sort of weight loss supplement, including dietary supplements, laxatives, and even diuretics. And my concern is that this is an estimate and possibly even an underestimate given the wide availability of these products and the lack of information or awareness about their risk.
That is ABC News medical contributor Dr. Darian Sutton. The study's authors warned parents and medical professionals need to intervene now to reduce the use of weight loss products, saying teens and kids who use the products are more likely to develop eating disorders than the children who do not use those products. First look traffic. Let's see what's happening with Ricky Meese.
It's quiet out on the roads. Just what we'd expect for a holiday. Valley Freeway traffic, no accidents, no delays. If you're headed up Big Cottonwood Canyon, you may run into some backups as you're approaching the higher elevations, making your way to the slopes. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:35. Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News. Recapping our top story this half hour, it is caucus night, at least for Republicans in Iowa, where analysts are worried that the sub-zero temperatures could affect the turnout. We'll continue to watch that for you. And a live KSL at night tonight to follow the results for you. It's bitterly cold in many parts of the U.S. today, with wind chills in the Iowa and Chicago areas reaching nearly 30 below zero. ABC's Alex Perez is in Chicago with more.
When it is this cold, frostbite can begin to set on exposed skin in just 5 minutes. The not-so-great news, much of this bitter cold is staying with much of the country for most of the week.
Severe weather across the South and Midwest is affecting air travel. So far, 33 flights into or out of Salt Lake have been canceled today. About 90 have been delayed. We needed more snow, and Mother Nature said, hey, just give me a week. And now our snowpack is completely caught up. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has details.
Just 7 days ago, the amount of water in the statewide snowpack was 25% below normal. Today, we're 1% above normal. And given it's only January, KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says this could be just the tip of the iceberg. No pun intended.
We still have two of our snowier months in the mountains on average.
However, Matt says a lot of these storms didn't reach southern Utah. Some areas down there are as much as 44% below average.
Matt says we'll get another storm here on Wednesday that might reach as far as Cedar City. All that fresh snow means higher avalanche risk. Utah Avalanche Center forecaster Drew Hardesty says the danger is a little lower today, but still very dangerous.
Make sure you have beacon shovel probe, avalanche airbag, got a good partner. Make a plan, and remember the goal at the end of the day is not the powder fever, it's to get home to our loved ones.
He recommends staying away from any steep slopes. Nordic Valley Ski Resort is closed indefinitely after a devastating fire. One of the groomers called the resort's general manager, Pascal Bagan, at 2 a.m. when they noticed something going on at the lodge.
Saw some flames coming out of our main lodge, coming out of our barn.
No one was hurt in the fire, but the lodge is a complete loss, and the cause of the fire is still under investigation. None of the ski areas or lifts were damaged. North Davis firefighters saved a dog who did a polar plunge of his own. Bob the dog loves the water in Steed Pond, but he got into trouble when ice kept him from getting back out. A firefighter jumped in to save Bob, and he's doing just fine. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair. Save up to 20 cents with DinoPay. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
No accidents, no delays on your Valley freeways. Our main secondaries are also in good shape. We did have an earlier accident on Highway 6 in Spanish Fork Canyon near Diamond Fork Road. That's in the cleanup stages. Really didn't cause too much of a problem. But a new crash for Weber County drivers. This is westbound 1900 West and Midland Drive. Now that is west of I-15, so just keep an eye out for crews arriving on the scene. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Cloudy skies to start today with a couple of a.m. snow showers. Then we'll go 33 for a high. Cold air moving in overnight. 12 for a low in Salt Lake City, but definitely single digits possible around town. 30 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Chance for rain and snow on Wednesday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And we have some nice sunshine, 36 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News. Just how much snow did we get and how much does it help? That's coming up streaming live at KSLNewsRadio.com and on the app for KSL News Radio. We are Utah's news, traffic, and weather station. KSL News Time, 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah's GOP chair is in Iowa today for the caucus, and optimistic voters will still show up despite a negative 35-degree wind chill. I'm KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe.
Second, Nordic Valley Ski Resort is closed indefinitely after a devastating fire destroyed the lodge early today. The cause is under investigation. weather, traffic and weather together, Ricky.
A small accident in Weber County, 1900 West Midland Drive. Those vehicles are out of traffic on the shoulder. Valley Freeway traffic looking good with no issues. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Dry by this afternoon with a high of 33, then cold overnight lows. I'm Matt Johnson.
It's sunny and 36 degrees at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. KSL's top national story.
ABC News, I'm Daria Alvinger. Former President Trump is the frontrunner going into tonight's Iowa caucuses. Supporter Tom Donnelly says he knows some are hesitant to support him.
I think people will come around to that. I think it will be difficult for the Senate and Congress. And yeah, you have these political factions and we've never been more divided, but that's going to be the case with anybody.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former South Carolina Governor and UN Ambassador Nikki Haley are hoping strong showings tonight will help them in New Hampshire. It is cold in Iowa and across much of the country. More than 100 million Americans are on alert for dangerously cold temperatures, snow and ice. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin will work remotely for the time being after he left Walter Reed Hospital, where he underwent treatment of prostate cancer. The White House is still playing down calls for Austin to resign for delays in notifying the president and other officials. This is ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. What a difference a week makes. We may not have gotten the snow totals that we were expecting in the valleys this weekend, but the mountains made up for a dismal December in just one January week.
And that's exactly where we want the snow this time of year, because that equates to our drinking water in the summer and even recreation water in our lakes and reservoirs. You know, Alta picked up 86 inches of snow in the last 7 days. If we take it back to January 4th, when the huge long-term storm cycle started, they've picked up 113 inches just within the last 2 weeks. So big-time improvement to our snowpack.
That is KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson. He gets excited about the numbers because the feet of snow in the mountains means we have a lot more water in the snowpack, and that will help us out in the spring and summer.
7 days ago, we were at 4.8 inches of snow water equivalent, sitting at 73% of median for the statewide snowpack. Today, we go to 7.1 snow water equivalent. That puts us at 101% of normal. However, we do have to remember that southern Utah still has some basins in the 50 to 60% range, and so that's something we've got to consider. But the numbers have really swung big time in the northern half, and that kind of moves the needle for the median snowpack as a state.
He says what we've seen this winter is pretty typical of Utah, where you either get all the snow or none of it.
And that's kind of a notorious thing here in Utah. Not every year turns out to be like last year, right? 2022-2023 water year, man, that was amazing with consistent storms all year long. But this is more standard. We'll get quiet moments of high pressure, and then we'll get, times where we're just getting the storms, and that's kind of what's happening right now through mid-month January.
Matt points out early spring trends to be the snowiest time of the year for our mountaintop. So he says hopefully we'll end this water year at or above normal. Now, he's expecting some rain and snow later this week, possibly as far south as Cedar City. Here in northern Utah, the storm that arrives Wednesday is expected to bring another half a foot or a foot in the mountains. KSL News Time, 1249. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Sinclair. Save up to 20 cents with DinoPay. Here's Ricky Meese.
Weber County drivers, watch for a small accident over to the right shoulder, 1900 West Midland Drive. That's really the only problem that we have called out right now. Valley Freeway traffic still in really good shape, lighter than normal due to the holiday. It's rolling along north and southbound I-15 from Willard Bay all the way to Santaquin. No problems on the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways or main secondaries at this time. Mortgage rates have fallen. Lower your payment. Find out more at loansbyrick.com. Equal housing lender. NMLS 287106. That's loansbyrick.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast. We're dry by this afternoon with partly cloudy skies, 33 the high. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 30 degrees. 39 rain snow mix on Wednesday, 40s with cloudy skies on Thursday and Friday both, then Saturday, Sunday, 40s for highs, valley rain, mountain snow possible. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
A bit of sunshine, 36 degrees downtown. The 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. KSL News Time 1254. President Biden put on his hairnet to help out on this Martin Luther King holiday.
President Biden walked into the Philabundance Food Bank in Philadelphia and asked with a smile, "Where do you want me?" The president picked up a bag of apples and started to help pack produce as part of a Martin Luther King Jr. Day of Service stop. Mr. Biden chatted up the volunteers, mostly young people, while they packed boxes with carrots, granola bars, apples, cooking oil, and other products. The president was joined at the event by the new mayor of Philadelphia, Sherelle Parker. It's his third stop in the southeastern part of Pennsylvania in 2024, showing how critical the state will be on Election Day in November. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Watching Utah's money, Boeing says it's planning even more inspections for its 737 MAX planes after the high-profile mid-air door plug blowout earlier this month. In a memo to his employees today, Boeing CEO promised to bring in an independent investigator both to assess quality control and to provide more inspections. KSL Drive's electric vehicle sales are slowing, and experts say you could get one for as low as $10,000 this year. Federal and state tax credits and slash prices on popular EVs like Tesla and GM are making the electric market more accessible. Marilyn Monroe's fur-lined dress that she wore in the seven-year itch is expected to sell for at least, get this, $100,000 at auction. Other items include Hugh Hefner's famous smoking jacket and a 1985 Andy Warhol silk screen. Markets are closed today for Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, and a streaming-only NFL game was a big gamble for Peacock, but it sounds like the sports bet paid off.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
Peacock scored with the NFL's first ever playoff game aired exclusively on a streaming service. An average audience of 23 million watched the Chiefs beat the Dolphins on Saturday. The most streamed live event in U.S. history. NBC Universal, the parent company of Peacock, says people watching the game caused the largest internet usage ever in a single day in the U.S. 30% of that traffic was made up of people watching the game. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.